Okay, after shiur, feel free to help yourself to test schedule. And also, after I will give it at the end of Seder, but we're not all together at the end of Seder. I hope that was successful. I'll chat with the meeting with our Ethel over lunch. I hope it was productive for everyone. It seemed like it was overall. But in any case, after Mincha, after shiur, guys can also pick up a copy of this, which is, you can write out your, you hand it back to me either today, or if you're on the run to class, we'll give it back to you tomorrow morning. It's a grid for your own night theater plan. So all of you have a sense of regularity, and we're all on the same page. Okay, so we spoke before our time of Vinitin. So let's take a quick look, guys, spending time in this Mem Aleph and Chav Gimel, and then we'll jump into the sixth. Just once more, Baba Basra, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So worthwhile mission to know anything. Even if you're not learning about anything. Kol Chazaka Sa'ini Mataiva Ina Chazaka. You have a Chazaka without a Taiva that is not a Chazaka at all. The idea of a Chazaka. The next idea of Chazaka, Chazaka Simul Shalem, is a Raya. It doesn't make it mine, but the Shechter is fond of calling from the Tzimu Gadim. Tzimu Gadim doesn't actually say this anywhere. It's only enough Tzimu Gadim. And the Tzimu Gadim says, in total, that the word Chazaka, Chet Zayin Sotei, to mean six different things. The six different things in Halacha that are referred to as Ed Chazaka. One of the things, they all have to do with presumption. What Chazaka means is presumption. There are all reasons to presume in a certain way. Different things, other Chazaka means whatever was the case yesterday will simply be the case today. The mitzvah was full yesterday, it was still full. The mitzvah was empty yesterday, it was still empty. The ruler was actually yesterday, and the Chazaka is, it's status quo. Chazaka means different things. Sometimes Chazaka means a kinyan. There is a way of being culinary, what many of us had a chance to talk last spring, about what is a kinyanic karka. That what is a kinyanic karka is initiating kedusha, the first step, that you can become a karka, the kesef, the shtal, the Chazaka. Because Kaka was Chazaka, that means, that actually makes it mine. So it is important to realize the difference in that and this. Kinyan Chazaka means that I do something for the Kaka. No, not I told you, no, God's above. And this is what the Gemara explains, if I install a fence or I make a dwelling, something like that, I do something to improve the property as an act of taking ownership, that's a valid act of Kinyan. You told the Kaka, you want to sell me a Kaka.
I was canning teaching, whatever. I was living with it. Whatever it was I was doing with that character, I was the also parent of the character for 3 years. So that is what this mission is talking about. So I was also parent for 3 years. It doesn't make it mine, but it might prove that it's mine. But only if I explain why it's mine. And to prove that it's mine, I would have my you told to me. I'm not my star anymore. But it must be mine, because otherwise, why was I here for 3 years? He didn't say anything. Here's the mission. What are you doing here in my field? Who are my loans? So I don't have to be over. Well, no one ever said anything. I moved in. No one ever did move. So I've been here for the last 10 years. There ain't no Chazaka. That's not a Chazaka. Because there's no sign of it. The Radesha Mahadali, Shemahadali Ratana, you stole it to me, you gave me the gift. Are you the Mahadali?
So this is the son of my son, or your father, you thought it was your father still. He's like your Yorish. So before he died, he told to me, he gave to me as a matana, I raised the father. And that end, to prove that it's mine, look, I've been here for 3 years, that's a valid custody. Matana says, Matana, she gave me my son. Now, Baba, she's Yerusha, my father, Eotel of Titus. I come, by Yerusha, in other words, the present squatter says, what am I doing here? Well, I inherited from my father and he was here. So now I'm here. So then he goes into the pipe. And that's picked up by the Gemara and comes here moving on. Let's take a look at the Mishnah over there. And I think in Ashova from the Yerucha Mishnah, he keeps the Delcoat, he keeps the coop, this is the Abbot from the town. Lo yata adam shalom kutol shalom. You shouldn't make a shalom in your own property. Ella in Cain, yesho chadishim amru halur. Unless there are 50 amas distance from the coop to the property line. Rashi explains, and the first two property lines are about Rashi. The Rashi explains because the birds eat the seeds, the fields. My neighbor has a farm, and everything's going to disappear, like with the rabbit and the bread and dirt. And I'm going to have doves, because they're going to go and they're going to look for food, and they're going to give everything to all the neighbors. The neighbors aren't going to have anything left. So unless it's 50, they only fought 50 amas in Pandra, and they're looking for food. So if they're 50 amas from the shoulder up to the property line, that's okay. The view is based on Bas Kuris. You have to have more than that. The low Shadar Hayona. The distance that Hayona travel at a time, which is 4 Kuris, is a very large, a very, very large piece of property.
You see from our Mishnah that in Lakhar, the Chesasa, if I bought the field, excuse me, with the Sholach right there, I can assume that you can arrange it. So what do you see? You see that the Taminah, the Tonim Yorish, the Tonim Lokeh, and not see that the Reed presents the title of that of the heir, one who is Yorish, on behalf of the buyer. Rashi says, based in close to the death, you know, so Tonim Yorish, Tonim Lokeh, based in post of that, the title of the Yorushu Lokea, they will open up his mouth for the Yorushu Lokea. She did on them already. So someone has attacked there, someone has a complaining, larger complaint. The HLA didn't try to say, oh, I want to complain. Well, 5 years ago, he goes back and says to them, 5 years ago, it was mine. You claim to have bought this field, you can't have Yashin this field. Well, 5 years ago it belonged to me. 5 years ago it belonged to my grandparents, my father. And then we last to my Abba. He just says, I inherited from my father. Over Kafkin, he told me, Shilk from the other number. I bought from someone who's been here for a very long time. The 80 Shilk from the other. Or I'm both from the Shalosh. And he said, the one who's there now proves, well, my father, he's the last 3 years. I don't know what it was before. I asked my father last month, he was here for 3 years. So I worked with someone who had been here for 3 years. Alba Bishop was telling me, hey, luck with himself. Oh, we have a step up. I don't go on to say, and it belongs to my father because he bought it from you. It belongs to the vice star because you got news of him. I don't know that. Doesn't matter. Tell him, well, Basin, post for a fact. Basin will open up your mouth. Open up your mouth, isn't it? Open up your mouth. Is it? Because the Gemara once in a while puts the puppet in this place, Paraglam and Alf. There's a couple of sukkim before Eshet Chayim. Stop people of the U.S. And to open up your mouth for the man who's weak. You understand that the construction to Beis Din, sometimes when the one who's being sued legitimately can't say that he's mute. He has nothing to say. He can't speak. Like the Yoish, okay, I don't know. It wasn't mine. My father must have died to me somehow. I don't know how. But the one who told me must have died to me somehow. I don't know how. How do I know?
So talk to Dr. Israel, we've got to open your mouth on behalf of the Jewish.
Rashi is saying that we open his mouth. Not that you open your mouth, not that they can open their mouth, but they, oh yeah, okay, see.
We open his mouth. We tell him what to say.
But,
okay.
So he said, look, we'll say, and he must have worked. We'll, over here, Rashi goes on to say, we'll say, look, he must have, it must be the guy you bought it from, paid up at all. He came in with $1,000 bills, they was raining them all over the neighbors, and then they gave him $1,000 bills, and they decided that they can retire to Florida, they're at Florida, whether it's the first thing they must receive or not. You can have built as many golf courses as you want in your property, you give me $500,000, you can do whatever you want. You give me $10 million, you can shipwreck all the LVs as you want, and put all the gas you want to my property, you can give me enough money.
Okay.
So we'll sit a little China on his behalf. The Mokab doesn't know, the Yoruba doesn't know. And the Gemara goes on to say, Yorish, we have another Mishnah, the Mishnah on an hour. Yorish Tanina, above the Shemurusha, it's not a Taya, it's a Mishnah on an hour. What did you ask? Yorish, you open the Mishnah on the Malach, the Chazaka, and Mokab is taking the fact that told him the Mokab, they were telling for the buyer, that comes as Mishnah on the Dabba. So that's the concept of Tanina. And Rashi is going to kick this off to that concept of stop giving on you. Open your mouth for the user. Open his mouth. And you give him what to say, you say it has to have, because you can't say it on his own. So that's Tanina. And now we're going to put together the two, we'll double the total, we're putting together the two hot dhammas. The first hot dhamma, we said this word was about the Buddhist. You can say Mazud. If that bottom, I can say La Adam for a star. I can demand that you do it in the star. That was the La Tanina. That was the Tanina of Mazud. The Tanina of Giboris, Tanina of Yvonne, that paid you for it, and La Tanina of Mazud. That's the point. Say, look at Tosis together. Let's just try to get Pashup Shop. Although the guy's working hard in Tanina, those are the house calls. We're working with him as well. Those are the ones that have the homework. We're certainly working hard on. Understand it. So we're going to start understanding Tosus. So we have time, maybe we'll begin to try to dig beyond Tosus. And Tosus itself will do some work. And Nishma will only stand in the comments. So the Kozmas, if everyone comes and complains to the Mishnah, if any guy says that Tosus comes and says to the Mishnah, then you gotta do a key mantra. Well, Kozmas will allow you to have the Arab. As long as the husband does not stay, the husband is not here. Husband is in Parvish and he is staying in Parvish. He's not coming out. Okay, his wife's down, she got the yes, so she's going ahead and get this stuff here again. So what does that mean? So we saw that already in Rashi. But now, let's put him down, we have some terminology. So what do you mean? If Yeshua is always standing for Tama, as long as the husband doesn't complain, he always goes far here. What that means is there's no Tanina going on. The husband's not here. And then we should have said Tanina, maybe it was a year. So we're not advancing that type of kind of, well, maybe it's Mazir. Meaning, if you're here, you say it, you say it. But if not, we all apply Tamina to Mazir. Tell them about the Baal Ma'ar, and this is up here. That you can get married based on the debt alone, without any subsequency. The low Tamina Mazir. We don't apply Mazir, does not apply to lend itself to Tamina. Why? Why not? She's told everything else. Why are you telling Mazir? Because it's all, I'll tell you why. We should be good at you about one. Really, something we should have said, honey. But by again, we're not going to, because it can make life so difficult for women to get married. And keep in mind, Minha Torah is certainly fine. Because Minha Torah means the whole business of King Mishtarin, the whole business of Missouri is going to Jabba. Minha Torah is totally fine. So normally, Chazal said, they can't be saying Missouri. But they imposed it on the woman, not that she didn't say anything. To make a Tanina of the Brazilian, you're making it less difficult for her. You're making it more difficult for her to remarry. So Chazal said, we're going to know nobody's in Zabbat of the Brazilian, here we're going to waver. They're the ones that make it in Zabbat, and hey, Mambo, and hey, Mambo. You should be doing that, Tibu Baba. The rabbi here, where waves the normal parts of the Tibu Sarah, he says, help the woman out. The Baba, because he's never shot home, never shot Matthew, some other type of star, no, he couldn't. We would be Tanya Mazuya if where do we take Tanya? We know already that I myself, that was Hashemah, I myself is Tanya Mazuya.
if you come to me with a shtar that says that I owe you money, you come to me with a shtar that says I sold you my property, you come to me with a shtar that says I'm going to my door, you come to me with a shtar that says that we have some sort of partnership or some business together, so I can say, I know what you're talking about, Mizuya, and that's what we came up with. That's for sure. How about I'm not there? You come, I'm not there. Where am I? Either I'm elsewhere, or I'm dead, or I'm no longer relevant because I sold you. Even this verse will be fun of. Case number one is you're collecting someone that he's no longer there because he ran. Maybe he ran away because he owes you so much money. So the kicker, he's gone for 5 years. I don't have to wait for him to come back. I'll collect now. He gets a day or two now. I'll collect now. Oh, you stole him. The fellow died. Now he's coming to sue you. He saved your children. Your father bought money from me. I want to take Tom Collins away from you. It's hard. He's not the Yerusha. Who wants to me? Or the Kukus. He borrowed money that he has anything left, and so the sheep and the husband were the contract that he bought, and I want the contract back. So it must be for those that we would say Tanya normally in the Zuya. The guy comes to shy, but the other party isn't there, he's going to follow you, he's going to follow you, so he will say, hey, 1 second, you're not doing anything until you're the kind of that shy. I mean, we will say, make it to Zuya. Tanya and the Zuya, why did you locate this other? Well, Shabbat is Kyle Hoberian. Otherwise, you're not letting anyone live. Shabbat is Azab Nibu. Well, Azab Zachayim is Alberti. You're not leaving behind life for anybody. The whole system, everyone's going to make each other crazy. Should you have thought of Mitzvah Shtar Nibu? We'll have to raise an airplane. We'll just make up a Shtar Azab, start his own agent, meaning bacon, meaning our flag in the hill. I'm just going to write, kind of the mayor and Bob up in the area. Right. We'll just show the fun of you, Tom Lukuku. I can't do it to you. I can't have a star. If I was, I need to give a lot of money. I don't want to have some of it. So if I write a star that says, you owe me money, you'll say no. But do you? I was just trying to write that says, your grandfather owes me money. Tell him that. Well, you know what to say. You know if it's a big enough. If we're not going to be telling the truth on behalf of the son of the Cooper, then it's going to be ridiculous. So stop the plan for bread. The whole system is going to fall apart. The whole time is going to fall apart. See, the rats and rats are cheating. We won't be able to write stars anymore. So it must be that that tiny little bit. That's Tosus' first rider. Tosus' first rider is that logically it must be. So again, this is a put this in perspective. There are other parallel Tosus. What's a parallel Tosus? I mean, you have other Tosus elsewhere, other effects, but they need something to see it as Tosus. It also discusses the same set of issues our Tosus does. But it has all the same riots and all the same characteristics, and it reads a little bit differently. There's also parallel Tosfos that's important to know, as you develop learning, that the Tosfos is no Rabbi Tosfos, I'm sure you know that now, that unlike the Rabbi and the Ritz, the Tosfos is not written by one person. That is, the Baya Tosfos began with the grandchildren of Rashi, continued for at least a century and a half. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Chachmei Tzarfas, the French and Ashkenazi Rishonim, who were, for a couple of years, were basically all the Talmidim of Rashi family. And they were writing Tosfos. So there were different yeshivas in different camps. There's yeshiva in the town of Tosfos, there's yeshiva in the town of Sen, there's yeshiva here, there's yeshiva there. And each of them had Tosfos from earlier generations. And they made it add a little bit for their own also. They had different yeshivas, different to their own set of Tosfos. A lot of overlap with the other yeshivas Tosfos. There are not many different chapters, but there were some differences too. Often the same material, but one was explained more clearly than the other one. So our Tosfos on the page is one of the sets of Tosfos that was going around. Different sections, some sections have Tosfos Tzuchim on the page, some sections have Tosfos in the kind of Yeshiva of Shabbos on the page. So we have other sets of Tosfos in the Rosh. We have Tosfos Rosh, and that's another parallel set of Tosfos. That's what the Rosh brought with it, when the Rosh ran away from Germany to Spain. It's a beautiful story, and the Rosh has to tell a part of the story. One particularly beautiful part, Rosh is a very end of the 1700s. The very end of the Baya Tosfos. Never a fascinating part of the story, but one particularly poignant part is he entered on his left on the Mount Rutenberg and in a prison, and he died in prison, and he figured that he was never died. The flush was his primary talmud, but he was the de facto subtle of Ashkenazi Jewry, he realized that he's next. He also there were pogroms that were going on, life flash masters, he realized early 1500s, he had to escape Jewry. Know anything about the Oxford, to imagine this map of Europe he had. He ran from Germany, which is central Europe, all the way to down the peninsula to Spain. He ran 100 miles. He escaped to Spain. He ultimately ended up in southern Spain, and he got a lot of there, and at the end of his life he was a relative of Friday. Why the Cuban Harosha Bakers were trying to figure out Ashkenazi facts and Friday facts, and what interesting things about how the Cuban Harosha. But the story told that apparently, on his way to the Iberian Peninsula, the way through the Spanish Peninsula, he stopped in Barcelona. Barcelona was the largest city, in terms of color, and then to the population also, the largest private city, the largest Jewish city in Spain. Barcelona has been where the Ramban has been developed, and then the Ramban passed away, so his farm founder, the Rajba, took over the Rub of Barcelona. And the Rajba was the Rub, Barcelona was the Rub when the Rub came through. And the Shuva, I think it was recorded in Shuva. And apparently they closeted themselves for 8 days. The Rajah and the Rosh locked themselves up in the room to learn for 8 days. Because what they knew, they never going to see each other. It wasn't back in the old days. They never met before. They probably heard them. I'm sure they'd heard of each other. They might have corresponded before. They never seen each other before. And the Rosh realized, they knew they weren't going to see each other again. This is passing by. They closeted themselves in the room for 8 days to imagine what types of conversations are in there. Probably talking about their school together. And so far, the Kiddush Yerasha. So this is a rush brought with him from Germany to Spain a set of tokens. And that's what we call Tokens Harash. That's one of the several sets of tokens. That's why sometimes the tokens are unclear. You're looking at Tokens Harash, you're looking at Tokens stuff, because maybe the same idea appears more clearly, more explicitly. Maybe alignment is a token, but this is not being worded as clearly. So this says the cloud that one, this will want to pop the shot, not making fancy. What Tosfos is saying is clearer than some of the other versions of Tosfos, is that they're saying like this. There, the Tosfos' primary finish, La'alacha, is what? What's the major finish, La'alacha? He's coming. What? Okay, then he does say that. So the primary finish, La'alacha, Tosfos is. You're even getting fancy. Okay, good. Let me go back to the time of the body. And we're telling you this. And we're telling you this. Right, we're telling you this. Yeah, we'll have to go back to the bar talk. Is that a guess? Or we're asking about this for now?
No.
Okay, good. We're going to get that. Very good. So that's the main thesis here. Is that we're telling you this. They have so far we saw a kasha on that, which they were able to be and the first line. The kasha was a mishnah, which is the both things of the mishnah. He is the longest kind of a kama, if not now. As it was supposed to be, those are the points that say Tanini was the good. Our mishnah? No, don't worry, the mishnah, that's the shimi guna to the rabbana. Really, you shouldn't have done the good, but because of the guna, we should spend the usual practice. Okay, you got rid of the kasha, the raya, the most thing of the good. Now, what's my first ride to my thesis on him? First ride is Zara. In long time, I'll talk to the guy called Daria. It has to be something with this, because otherwise, it's going to be a ridiculous situation. The other one's just going to forge stars left and right whenever the party disappears. Now, always forge a star like your grandfather owes you money. That your motor on. It's doing this. Like, you had ambulance chasers. Remember there's an accident. There's certain subcategory of lawyers who they just sustained in any accident and see if they can get some ribbon. So, whenever there's a Nefila, whenever someone sells property, there'll be these Nefila chasers. Oh, as soon as the guy sells money, are you immediately designed for stars? And the guy who sold his property owes you money. And he can't do the thing. He's also ridiculous. Okay, so right number one, that the Tanin Nefilas is logic. It won't be worth all the title of that. But that's not all. The second part of the story is now is going to try to attack this first trial. He's using outside information that way to come. And the second line is the end of that sentence. The old day, Shabbat, is the arrival from the Gemara. Not just logically, it ought to be true, it ought to make sense. You ought to try to take my name of the Gemara. But every Gemara that's true. Let's take a look at that Gemara. Any questions before we go? So we got. Well, back to the Gemara.
you know, the minig is to not look up. That's not necessarily helpful. And we have now, I'm sure that I own this year a little more topic than past years. In past years, some 2 years ago, I think they asked like a, not like a, in all fashion, a two sort of paper, the students got, two dinky paper, $300. Two hands of power, I said. No hands of power, I said. Yeah.
After he just holds the Chatzim Hektish, he then goes an hour later and says, oh, but
the 100 is not mine. If the 100 doesn't belong to Reuben Beirish, either it's not mine to give away. In fact,
we didn't know otherwise that Reuben Beirish gave him the 100 zuz. He already said everything's going to Texas. And now he says, oh, but Reuben Beirish gets the 100 zuz. So should we believe him and give 100 to Reuben Beirish, or should we not believe him and give away Texas?
So Rehuda says, Nehemoth, we believe him, we believe his second statement, that the 100 zuz goes to Reuben Beirish, and the money goes to Fonu. Why Chazaka ain't other hope that Kanun Yal Hashim? We believe in the Huna because why should we not believe him? Why would he lie? Because he wants to make a, wants to cheat Hektish? He's in cahoots with Reuben Beirish, with Tony, to cheat Hektish of Kanun Yal? Chazaka, the assumption is, again, the presumption is that no one's going to try to cheat Hektish. What's your defense? Trying to cheat Hektish? Kind of strange. You want to cheat someone else, that doesn't make sense. Cheat Hektish. It's like sacrilegious.
Okay.
But then Renatman says that doesn't follow at all. You're telling me, says Renatman, that the only reason you wouldn't believe in it is because of Tanunya. Since there's no Tanunya for Hektish, there must be we should believe him. Well, I have a case where we don't believe the guy, and it's really not Tanunya. What's the case? That's what will happen. Is he underhooked the Tanunya bottom? Do you think if a man was not cheating on kids? No. He said, we want to cheat Hektish, we don't want to cheat on kids. And yet there are cases, a parallel case, like the kids, we don't believe it. How's it go? Rav and Shmuel, the Amin Tavar, Rav and Shmuel both agreed on the following thing. Shmimera, he had a Shmimera, it wasn't not the same. Still going to the king. And then he said, but it was only be Yadi, 100 zuz, and you, Kinnelach, you know that I have $10,000 in the safe in the wall, well, $100 is $10,000, and I have $5 million in the safe in the wall, $1 million belongs to someone else. Moshe Wasserman gave me $1 million, hold on. As a bookbinder, David goes, in Kindleop, you know I have 20 Cadillacs in the garage. You should know that three of the Cadillacs belong to Ellie Potter. So, whatever it is. So what is the same kid? They stop and go ahead to the kid. They stop and go ahead to the kid. And then he says, oh, mother was flown to the onion. And once it did, so now, what should be the thing? Before we see what they did, what should be the thing? There's Nachman as well. Do you think this guy trying to cheat his own kid? Rather, ain't impossible, but it's highly unlikely, the normal situation is highly unlikely. Ain't other most of Kanini on Bana, just like you don't want to cheat Hektish, you don't want to cheat your kid. So according to your rule, you should say, well, they must be telling the truth. No reason you want to lie about it, they must be saying they're telling the truth. And yet, Rabbi Shmuel don't say that. If Amar Tanu knows it, if he was very disciplined about it, a very strict conviction, and give him the money, give him the Cadillac, and then you get it. They all want to know. They didn't say give it to him, they just said, you should know that there's $1,000 in there belongs to Cloning, and he knows me. Wow. Now, unless he's not understood, shot. This is his, give it to him. You didn't say give it to him, he don't get it. Why? Well, you think it's not a cheap kid? No. Alma, other Austin, well, that's the son of. So, why would he lie? They were not willing to give the money away to Tony. It must be a person who would not want Lahashkia, not Lahashkia, but Lahashkia as money. We not want is to make his children Sarayim, the half of the Sarayim. We don't want to make them sad, but what I mean. Rather, that's not his point. He doesn't want to make them look rich. Why is he lying? Very simple. Everyone says, oh, this is a guy, he's dying, these kids are about to come into a $5 million state. He says, no, perhaps the money belongs to other people. So at the end of the day, there's a good reason that he would lie. There's nothing he wants to cheat his kids. No, he learned to protect his children. Why he doesn't want his kids to seem overly rich? Why? Number one, because if everyone knows they're super rich, I'm going to come to them. The latest con schemes, or the latest either con schemes or honest tzedakah, whatever it is, they're always going to badger them, number one. And number two, the Gemara teaches a good looker that you shouldn't flaunt your wealth, whether it's financial wealth or outside wealth. You stick it to something, not the way to go. One of the beautiful things about the Jewish community here is, everyone lives in a common, there's some people here in Osaka that are not far from wealthy. And some people here, the German community on the side of the heights, who are very, very well-to-do, so they're all good. Everyone is in two-bedroom apartments, four-bedroom apartments, everyone dresses, normal clothing. Some people have a lot of money, they come to the building. But other houses show us here as bonus. You don't have to trumpet in the office cowboy. But yeah. So I think it's part time or not. Either I want to make sure my kids don't get badgered, or it's done. We don't need to flaunt it. No one has to know. The problem is that my kids will have some extra money. No one has to know. So I'm like, yeah. The people are like, an extension. No, I have some money, not money. Anyway, whatever. Other people's money, but it's all just a fake. It's just because I don't want to live it up. So I'm not going to spend a lot. So I'm not going to spend a lot. So he's telling you now there are two reasons why a guy might do all these things. One is from the other. One is kind of more, but only something you want to see. Right? Okay, if you go to you, but 100 goes to him, if you don't have a relationship, then they don't want to teach you. You're not my son. They don't want to teach you. Oh no, maybe they're not. But the kids, no kids, I'm sorry, she's no kid. But what happens is another reason why he might lie and say one from the other, because he's got to take care of his kid. This is my kid. We gotta believe the guy. There's no kanunya, no reason to lie, but one of the other. But I'm not gonna lie. Maybe he's lying because it's low on the female capital. The other one that was, here's the guy, give me $5 million to suck. No, I'm not giving $5 million to suck. It has to belong to someone else. Maybe, who says he's telling the truth? Maybe he's lying so much via capital. That's a Nachman's Kasha, then I'm a Runa. How could a Runa say, Shimma Shimma Kasha, I'm one of the other Neman? The Osa Kanya Akte. There's no Kanya, but maybe Shalab Diaz Bana be one. So, that's the problem. That's where the Gemara, that's the Gemara Kasha. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, ultimately, I skip the Gemara and Gemara back and forth, which is not relevant to the post. The post is in the Kasha, and the final text. Let's skip to the final text. The post is close. John says, it's a little more complicated. It's a little more complicated because you're right. If all it was, the guy said, Mother of Slomi, the Yazi, of course, it's not like to be a doctor. No. The guy's a star. That's different. That is different. And how about by the kids? Rav and Shmuel, Shchiv Rav says 100 zoos shouldn't go to my children, should go to Plony. So you say, well, maybe he's just making, if he doesn't say Kanu, we won't give it away. If he goes to that's a star, Shein Mekuyim. How's the Mekuyim, says the Gemara? How's the love Mekuyim? The second case is the star Shein Mekuyim. So what? Amar Kanu, Kanu, the star. Maybe just give it to them. Like, he's not the kid, directly. Give 100 zoos to so-and-so, then tie them with star. That acts the king of star. Because I'm clearly telling you that the star is for real. I'm saying, yeah, that's real. He really owes it. I really owe the money. Give him the money. The law wants to know, if he didn't say he didn't know, then no, no time of the star. He says, if he always said to the general statement, we owe 100 zoos to Kronos, so that's all I see a son of. That's not me making up a story. If he managed to give it to him, if I just want to make up a story that people shouldn't have so much money, they'll say, yeah, well, half the money is mine and we're both selling. I wouldn't say, I have money, but both of us, go give him the money. If they go give him the money, I'm actually being serious. Right? If they go give him the money, that's for real. But if they say, the money belongs to someone else, that might be just a story to maintain to me. That's what the Gemara said. If you actually give him the money with the real instruction, and that act makes him a star. The star is even pretty good. I'm saying, give him the money. I really need it. What better see my status than that? The guy is saying it's for real. The guy himself is saying it's for real. Alone for himself. But if he just said a general statement, maybe he wasn't serious. That's how I see my star. He just meant it. Shalom, Asiya, and Father. That is, before you get to talk to me, that is the Gemara of Kabbalah, and they took I am at all. Questions of the door. Questions of the door. What's the question of understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. the carrots are good. Well, let's get to critical point. Rav and Shmuel said what? Guys, is one of the phones the other? Should we take away from the Yarshan? Should we not take away from the Yarshan? And let's add more. The Gemara says ultimately, and the guy is a star, and Ploni, the Ploni is star, so Ploni is coming to the Yarshan. With the star, Shain of the fantastic. I told you to come and ask the ship it over. Come away, deal, come a month later and say, okay, both guys, I'm sorry to bother you, but my son, your father only $20,000. So you need a month to get them together, but you've got to give me $20,000. He has a star, Shain of the so, do we listen to the Allison? The girl says, well, it depends. If your father says canoe, then that's valid. Why? Because now it's a star. Because if the father says give him the money, that's a key of a star. He's saying the star is real. So you have clearly a serious statement. You're a kind of star. Now the guy comes to you with a star McQueen. He comes to the ocean, the star McQueen, he asks the ocean has to give him the money. But if the father never said to do, he just said, we owe him the money, so then it remains Eino Mekuyim, and we do not give him the money. Question. Question of understanding, and then I'll figure out the couch. It is clear.
Yeah,
clear.
When he says canoe, does the amount have to match up?
He's saying, let's say I have a star, Tony has a star for $3,000, and I said canoe $1,000. That's an interesting question. That's probably a separate issue. Because that has to do with... It's going to have to do an interesting nexus of the podium star and, not the podium star. It's like Moses mixed up. It isn't a star. That's a good question, but not for now. It's a very good question, but not for now. Yes, I know. So you're starting to see, this is an able to work on this question. The way that is used to work, much more than, say, Rabbit, or even Bamsama, the way the interconnected part of Russian movement, from the skin of the box that is digging, every case has multiple features. Any given case like this can have several different elements at the same time. That's what keeps things happening. That makes it hard to learn because you have to know, like, 300 blocks of Gemara well, which I don't, but like 300 blocks of Gemara well, to know all the cases for which you're supposed to arrive. Any given Gemara could be arrived to find the same. Like you say, tell you something about Moses and stuff. The same goes also to send something like Timar Star. The same goes also to send something like Dinah Banash as well. The same Gemara could still apply to the same.
I think he's very excited.
Yes, I am. It's in the Gemara that we said, how can any other Abdishko last year? But in the case of,
I mean, he's already
Makisho
himself.
Just
because he doesn't
want to
look rich,
it seems like he's taking it back, but they may really, he wasn't taking it back. He may talk, he doesn't own all the money. Maybe he owns all the money. He owns the entire $5 million.
He himself is
and the devil starts saying, ooh, he's the guy who gave his whole $5 million. He says, nah, he didn't get so much. He is, half the money goes up to anyway. I only get $2 million.
We know that we're not going to end up doing it, but he himself is thinking that he's actually going to do that, so he himself thinks that...
No, he's not going to... If it's Shalom HaSkiya, Shalom HaSkiya means... It's not that I know the money is gone. I know the money is gone. I know I'm giving the money back. I know the truth, but I don't need any Tom, Dick, and Harry that Gabbai and Hektish has to know. My children have to know. But some any Tom, Dick, and Harry walking by and reads the tabloid, and interesting gossip, but why do I have to, why does he have to know how much money I have? So someone has no shyness, no real concern, and will think that I said, but the people have to, the people who really matter, they all know the truth. I know the truth. I know it's all my money. You know it's all my money. Hex doesn't know my money. But down the paparazzi, they don't have to know. Paparazzi will tell them the story that they have to go play. Okay, is everything clear here? Any other questions, things on the Gemara, or something else? So again, the guy will stay the way Elias is. So Elias shows up, and this is where Tosfos is going to start spinning the Gemara. Because you can present the same case, but start with the story. You can have a different point of the story. Abba shows up after the Yarshin. And says, Yarshin, your father owes you money. So if he comes out of the Allah, whatever, your father owes you money. Okay. The Yarshin says, well, do you have shot? He says, yeah. That's the Shah Makuyan, okay? So, definitely. Made money. The Shah Shah Makuyan, what did Gemara say? Well, did he say if the Shumra mentioned it and said Tanu, that it comes to the Kim Rashtah. Okay, now I'll have to give the money. And if he never said Tanu, then he's a Shah Shah Makuyan, and we're not gonna give the money. And now the Post jumps in, and how does it look like that, Sarah? The Post jumps in for 1 second.
Okay. We'll believe the woman
when
she comes to the
chair.
Yeah.
Oh, good! If by the woman, we said she comes to the star, Abraham, that's fine, you get the bell. But here you see, must be getting different, because here we're saying, Tosfos processes the Gemara to the Gemara of the Gemara, yours focuses on the Shivara. But Tosfos says, 1 second, you say this, you must say so differently, it's about a guy who's being, ultimately, 5 months later, the guy's going to be Tovea from Yoshu. So we're buying the first Yoshu and he's not working. Or you should doctor the self-parent to get conscious. Tanina, we ask you to do this. We are telling you to do it for yourself and why. Dama Ramuna, Shrimra, 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 We wouldn't want to make you cheat your kids either. Get around the shul, grab the shalvayu. Shimra, the unholy son of Yadzi, I'm a tenuno. It's not a tenuno. Once we give it over, go on and move to a river, to the area, to a river, to money, to the cloning, and the father said tenu. And Rahuna wants to explain why it's too important. I have been shown with you. Rahuna, the first one, until I shown with you. Rav and Shul, the unholy son of Yadzi, with the Yadzi, he's talking about the Nenakit Shash, and the prince. Before he comes to the shower, he's not with him. I'm with him. If he's a father, I said to him, what does that say? Time ain't a That constitutes the king of my shower. Well, no, I'm with him. He gave it to him. No time ain't a shower. Never been a time of shower. Meaning, well, I said, one of the part of the yard, he said, those who defend from the shower, that's what I have to do. It's not king of my shower, because, hey, Rish, I'm going to show up here as well. He didn't say, no, we don't think he's doing anything, just to say it's for the community. Okay, like he's not going to say it. It meant this, it meant this, it didn't mean it's not a truth. Tosfos, in 1 second, who said that to what? The whole Gemara is hung up on, is what he said, the key word is not a truth. The underlying assumption is, the what? Yeah, if it's not a key, it's not before you. Okay. What's his name? The guy comes to the ocean with Star King Lakuri. What's his name? Nothing. You can't get it. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means Hadim Lakuri. Why is it an old time of the stars? It's not the stars. It's a big deal kind of the stars. You have a star. That's it. I have a star. If they told them I was going to say Lakuri, they don't know. How do they know? If they heard from their father.
Maybe it's Mazir. The other one has the guts to say, oh, it's Mazir. How do they know? They're just trying to get Mekuyim. And yet, the Gemara is supposed to say, the Gemara is basically explicit, if you think about it, Mashmal Hedya. The Feirish Mashmal. Say it, but it's as the Feirish as it could be without the Feirish. Mashmal is the Feirish that they just come to you still with Sharjah and Mekuyim, you cannot collect. Which means, well, why can't you collect? It's a star. Ah, but it's not Mekuyim. So it's not Mekuyim. So what? Meaning, we'll say, we're in Mezuyim. Well, so who's saying Mezuyim? Not the Dolan. And then that's exactly what I want. The Gemara is saying because he's told the Sharjah is Mekuyim, so why can't? Because maybe it's Mezuyim. You'll be Mekuyim. Okay, but that's all the Gemara is saying, exactly the point I wanted to make. Gorgeous. That's what the Gemara is. It's only the only way to say that it is Mekuyim without Mekuyim. So apparently, it's a given, it's different from Mekuyim, that of course you cannot, they could not collect some people.
Very well,
or the
Thank you.